Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to KCNR Radio. You can leave that running a little bit, Christina. We're listening to the sounds of Olga Kapalova, principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. Ms. Kapalova will be performing a concert in Reading on January 24th. And tonight, on Heroes of the North State, our host, Michelle Slade, is out on assignment, and she has asked myself, Pat Karch, and my wife, Pam Karch, to host the show. And we have a guest with us tonight, Margaret Johnson. Margaret, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're most welcome. We're going to be talking about Olga and her concert, and Margaret and Pam and I represent two nonprofits that will be benefiting from Ms. Kapalova's concert. And we want to get into that. At the 30-minute mark, we're going to be taking calls and give away a couple of tickets. If you are a classical piano enthusiast, then you're going to want to call in. And I'll give you that number now, but we'll give it again later. It's 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 to get those tickets. That'll be at the 30-minute mark. First caller will get those. And maybe we'll do four if we get people fighting in the street out here. Anyhow, welcome, Margaret, and welcome, Pam.
Thanks
for being here. North State Now is the title of this program that comes to you every Thursday from KCNR. And at the beginning of the month, Linda Bott does the show, and then Michelle Slade, and there are some others that represent different pieces of our community here in Reading. Michelle Slade focuses on what she calls heroes of the North State. And those are people, as far as I can tell when she interviews people, these are people that work tirelessly in the community, not for pay or not for recognition, just because they have something that they want the community to have. And tonight is really just like that. The three of us that are sitting at the table in the studio here on Market Street don't get paid for what we're doing to promote this concert for Olga. And we're going to tell you about who will be benefiting from the concert, because Ms. Kapalova herself is not going to benefit from this concert also. It's going to be a freebie on her part. And we're going to talk about why she's going to do that in just a little while. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about the concert. And then I'll ask Margaret and Pam to talk also about the people who will benefit from this concert. This concert coming up will be on Wednesday the 24th at 7 p.m. at the St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive. Now, Margaret, you arranged for that church. What's your affiliation with that church?
I happen to be a member of that church, have been for quite a long time.
Right on. And they have a great piano that you guys have in there.
We do. We have a really nice grand piano. That
Yamaha, huh?
Yes. So I'm delighted that we can actually showcase it so that people can see what it is, that it is such a nice instrument.
You know, I found out that it's the same instrument that Olga uses in her home. That's a 7-foot grand Yamaha.
Nice.
And so, with the permission of the church, I don't know, Pam, did you go with me when I looked for that?
Yeah,
I didn't. Well, we're going to be actually moving your piano from its lofty
platform
spot, and we're going to have to completely take it apart, put it up on its side, roll it down a ramp, take it all the way down to floor level. I don't know if I told you this or not. We're not going to be moving the communion table. We're going to actually take it out in front.
Uh-huh.
And then set it up again, and then I'm calculating this will be done after you all are done with your Sunday service, and then the piano tuner will roll in there at 3 p.m. So we think that's right. Ambitious, or do you think we can?
Nope, I checked on that today, and we're ready to swing that one.
Okay, great. Olga has been playing since age 4 when she started to learn to play the piano with her dad, actually. And they lived in Moscow, but originally Olga and her family and lived in Uzbekistan, which is and was part of the USSR back then. And her parents worked in the USSR government. I guess you could say it's the Russian government since they were in Moscow.
Well, they were engineers.
Yeah, the mom was. And her name is Ludmila, at some point emigrated from Moscow to Reading. I'm not sure. I never did know the story why. What was
first
that?
Brazil. She couldn't take it.
What, the heat?
Yes. The humidity.
And humidity, yeah.
It was right. The humidity. Mm-hmm. And then she had the first grandchild was here.
Oh, that's yes. From
so then
Irina,
she came
right?
Here.
The sister, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why she ended up in Reading. Yes. She's here, and she is a marvelous older lady, a great cook, and Olga is also a great cook. We've benefited from her cooking. She's been here, and before we get into the concert part of it, I just want to tell everybody how we're all connected here, okay? This is gonna take a while. Christine, we got how many minutes? We got a while, right? Okay, we're good. So I'm going to start with myself. So I worked in various parts of county schools and small schools and county government for a while. And then at some point, Margaret, who's sitting across the table from me, posted a job at Reading School of the Arts. And a friend of mine named Lou Hecker called me up. He said, "Hey, Pat, I'm going to go for a job at RSA, and I want you to write me a letter." And when I heard that, I said, "Lou, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I think I'm going to apply for that job." And sure enough, I don't know why, Margaret, why you hired me. It's probably the worst thing you ever did, but it stuck for 10 years.
Yes, it did. It was a great working relationship. We grew a lot at that school.
We did. And so in my experience of working at schools over 35-plus years, one of the things that I never do is answer the phone during the summer that if it's ringing in the lobby. Okay, and I was walking through Margaret's lobby at Reading School of the Arts during the summer, and the phone rang, and for some weird, odd reason, I reached over the desk and picked up the phone and said hello. And on the other end of the
Reading
phone...
Reading School of the Arts.
Yeah.
He did it officially.
I did do it officially. There was this Russian voice, turned out to be Olga, and she said, "Hello, my name is Olga Kapalova, and I live in Brazil, and I will be in Reading for 3 weeks, and I need a place to practice piano. And do you know anything about pianos?" And I said, "Lady, you got the right place and the right guy."
Multiple pianos.
Margaret, you had probably 7 or 8 pianos at that time.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And in time, we did upgrade those pianos into something Olga actually liked. And although it took a while. So Olga came, and every day she got a key from Margaret and was able to go in and practice for something that she was doing back in Sao Paulo. She had to continue to practice for that.
Right. That's right. And we all enjoyed listening to her down the hallways. That's for sure.
Yeah. She's definitely one of the world's best pianists. She can play anything that is written. You know, this is what she's told me. You know, she said, "The thing that I can't do is I can't make something up." She cannot improvise.
She's not improvising.
Yeah.
No.
Even Twinkle, she says, "Even Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I could not make that up if I had to." So that is how my relationship started. And then I think when Margaret learned about Olga, at some point she said, "Maybe we should have her...
do a benefit concert." And she also agreed to do that, too. I think she may have made the first offer as a way to thank us for letting her use one of our pianos.
Perhaps, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was cool. And she did. That first concert was in a home. I think that was a Lance and Bobby Becker home.
That might be correct.
Over in Enterprise.
Very nice, very personal.
Yep. There was about 25 people there who paid, I think, $50 each, and that went to benefit the school. And just as a side note, Lance, his wife Bobby, has passed. Lance and Bobby have what is the best piano in the North State in their home. It's a Grotran, just the massive, like a 9 foot nine or something. It's just huge.
Beautiful sound.
Yeah, and so, and he's still got that. And then Olga left and she went back home, but every year she would come to see her mother. And on one of those years, we were walking with her. Pam, I can't remember, was it the Civic or the Cascade? She said, I want to play here. Which place?
The Civic. I mean, no, the Cascade. No, we took her to the Civic, and she tried out their piano, and it was absolutely not ever.
it needed work.
They need a new piano. It's that rough. Or a reconditioning of that poor thing. So, no, it was not the Civic, unfortunately. She did look at the Cascade, and that's when she said, I would like to play here.
And so at that point, we began to work with Scott Seaton.
Oh, with North State Symphony.
Correct. And eventually they came to an agreement and did a contract where she performed a couple of sonatas with the North State Symphony, both here in Reading and in Chico. And it was fabulous. The place was packed, and she was spectacular, of course, and Scott loved it. We had hoped to get her back this season. People may not know this, but this is the 100th anniversary of the writing of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Wow.
2024. And Scott had a vision to have Olga come and perform that piece. We weren't able to work it out because her schedule changed down in Sapallo, and they had already locked into a schedule up here.
Mm.
So be that as it may, Olga still is coming up during this month of January to visit her mother. And she is bringing with her her husband, Eduardo, and one of their older teenage boys, Artur. Their other son is not coming with them. He is in university in Amsterdam at this time. So I can't believe he didn't want to come to Reading. I'm a little bit disappointed about that.
Maybe he didn't know we just got new snow up there on Mount Shasta. Exactly. I remember the one time they did come, they were really looking forward to skiing.
And they will again. Yes, very much love the skiing.
Yeah, I hope so. So we're going to take a break on the 15th. Is that right, Christina? Yeah. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the concert and how folks can go to the concert and you know, a little bit about Olga. So, and listen to some Olga music on the way out. Do you mind, Christina? Thank you. See you on the other side.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Listening to Olga Kapalova, who will be doing a performance, a concert in Reading on January 24th at 7 p.m. at St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View. It's a benefit concert, and during this concert, let me see one of the posters so I can tell folks about it. Olga has a repertoire this season of female composers, so the concert title is called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, and it includes Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, and others, Florence Price, and they are well-known but not well-played, and that's what Olga is trying to rectify that. Also, after the intermission, Margaret has arranged for the Reading School of the Arts Orchestra to join Olga. Can you tell us a little bit about that and who runs that and what we can expect?
Sure. So Sherry Noble is our orchestra director for the school. She starts the program with kindergartners at Reading School of the Arts, and they go up through eighth grade. And now that we're also in high school, there's students that are playing in the orchestra from the high school as well. But I thought this would be a great learning opportunity for the RSA students to work with a professional to see how an orchestra might use someone with her caliber. It gives them a great opportunity to interview, ask questions, because there are students that are very serious musicians that are attend Reading School of the Arts and go on to premier music programs, either going into high school or once they're out of high school. So it's a wonderful opportunity for them to see you can actually make a living if you're a serious musician. And so I wanted to capitalize on that opportunity. And Olga was very gracious and willing to do that.
Right. Also, you'll probably get her in the classroom for, what would you call it,
workshop?
Yeah, workshop.
Yes, yes.
That's a good idea. You know, I'm remembering now at least two students that you've had go through Reading School of the Arts who are what I call ringers. One who attends Boston Conservatory of Music is Julian Durer.
Yes.
Julian was very accomplished, and during his time that he was at RSA, I remember him in sixth grade playing the piano. I thought, oh, my gosh, this kid's amazing. Plays mm-hmm. better than I do. And then the other one, Caden Potter. Wasn't he Caden Potter?
Caden, yes.
Caden is attending the UCLA Herb Alpert School of Music.
Wow.
And recently he was back in Reading, and I'm always bugging him when he comes home, you know, to do his laundry or whatever he comes back for. Hey, if you're going to be in town, maybe you can play a gig. And he did play at Taroko Restaurant. Pam, you attended that.
I went over and
tell us a little bit about
that. Oh, that was fun. So much fun. I'm used to walking in and seeing Pat or the other guys with their music up on the piano. And Max uses a...
like an iPad.
And I go look over there over Caden's shoulder, and there's nothing there. It's just unbelievable. All from memory. And only because I know so many jazz musicians, when I heard one little tiny mistake, nobody else knew that. And it was built, he built right on top of it. And I was like, that is beyond professional.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was amazing even when
absolutely
he was at the school.
Absolutely amazing, and it was so delightful to listen to.
And then the violinist that you had, Derek. Gentini, I think is his last
Gentini.
Name. Gentini.
Yes.
He was phenomenal, and while I was still working for you at the school, I backed him up on one song. I was an accompanist, and I looked at his music, the notes for the violin, and it was just a sea, a swath of black.
Yes.
And I just tried to stay out of his way. And that was when he was in eighth grade.
Right. He and Olga played a song together at one of our concerts as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was an amazing performance to see both of them. And I think she was quite impressed with his caliber of being a violinist.
In fact, I think she spent some effort trying to get funding for him to get into a certain school that she thought would be right for him.
Mm-hmm.
So... we should spend some time talking about who this will benefit. I know we've talked about Olga and why she comes to Reading, and we've talked about the concert, where it will be, and the date. That folks are going to buy tickets, and we want to know where the money is going to be going. Excuse me. And it's going, in this case, to two nonprofits. And Margaret and Pam will talk about those. The first one is the Foundation for Promoting Arts Education. Is that the way, did I say that
yes,
correctly?
Yes, you did.
Tell us about that.
That is a nonprofit fundraising arm for Reading School of the Arts. And we take special programs that, for example, part of this money is going towards building the school theater. Right next door to the campus right now will be the high school. And on the high school campus will be the theater that will become available to the community if people are looking for a venue to perform. And it all costs money, especially the technology piece that goes into putting in a theater. And so the Foundation for Promoting Arts Education is really focused on raising money for the technology, the lighting, the sound, all of those pieces that you need to make a theater sound great.
And then would this be a part of the construction of the high school?
Yes. The high school is being completed first because we have students in the high school that, as it's growing and more high school students are coming on, the high school is getting built first with the theater following second.
Gotcha. And then the second nonprofit, and you've heard Pam and I talk about this before because we're the ones that run it, is Reading Piano Angels. Pam, you want to tell the folks about Reading Piano Angels?
I'm going to do this off the cuff.
Yeah, sorry.
Sure. Reading Piano Angels is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3, and it was started by Frank Strazzarino many years ago when he realized that students were practicing their piano on a actual piece of cardboard that looked like a keyboard.
On
it
their,
was not
on
a
their
real.
Dining
it
room
was
table.
Yeah, sitting on their dining room table or their floor, wherever they had room to put this. It was not a real piano. I am not real sure how you learn to play piano when you cannot hear that, but we know Beethoven did pretty well that way. But he actually had a real piano. So Frank decided that was not going to fly. He found this out from his adult piano teacher and started asking around because he realized so many of his friends had pianos in their homes they weren't even using. Their kids had grown up and left home, didn't want the pianos, whatever reason, and they had pianos that they would donate. So he pulled on his friends. They started donating those pianos and got them into homes of kids. And Frank passed. Pat and I had been working with him for some time, actually getting pianos into the students' homes because we were a lot cheaper than the moving company. We were zero. We didn't get charged anything, and we didn't pay anything. We paid gas. Anyway, so Frank would then call on us to get the pianos that he found into the homes, and then he had Pat look at them after a while instead of Frank looking at them, and we just segued into working with him full-time on this project. And then when he passed a few years back, the board said that we would be continuing, wouldn't we, honey?
And when we met Frank, we were around 75 pianos. Now we're approaching 500 rehomed pianos. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're going to go to a break and send you out with some Olga music. When we come back, we're going to give away a couple tickets. And if you're an enthusiast, and if you're not, we'll just hold them for someone later. So let's take a break at this time.
Heck, maybe you know someone that is.
Yeah.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 3653793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Once again, you're listening to Olga Kapalova. This piece was recorded in Brazil during COVID. She was very prolific. She didn't take time off. She produced numerous YouTube videos that can be seen if you Google Olga Kapalova. And she didn't even know at that time there was really a market. She just didn't really want to get, you know, out of. And I remember her reporting to me that at some point one of her videos got a million views.
Wow. And, I'm not surprised.
And they sent her a check. That was what was most surprising. She was shocked. What? You mean you get money for this? And anyhow, before we go on, we wanted to ask Pam to talk a little bit more about Piano Angels. If you don't know about Piano Angels, Pam's going to tell you how the program works and how it could be a benefit to you or someone you know.
Oh, sure. Just to continue, we were talking about Frank and him starting this, and then it came along that Pat and I took over from that point. And if you do not know who Piano Angels are, it's our organization that we work for. We are volunteers, and we take pianos that people have donated to us and put them immediately into the homes of the next student on the list gets the next piano. We have a list of pianos to pick up and that's continually running, and a list of students that are in need of pianos, and it's continual. Doesn't seem to be fading out on either end, thank goodness, because we are very, very, it's really important to us to have new piano players that are coming up through the ranks. Maybe you've only had a keyboard. So if you need a piano and you know someone that needs a piano because they're becoming, or they are a student and they just need one, here's the phone number, 530-510-1903. And it won't say Piano Angels. It will say, hi, this is Pat with Piano Angels. But, yes, 530-510-1903. And call and ask for that piano. Or call and donate that piano that you have had sitting in your home and you know that it's in good shape and it really does need to go to someone who can use it.
They can also go to the Reading Piano Angels website. And you find them easily, and there's a spot that tells you how to donate a piano. You know, we want to take an opportunity, if you're listening and you're a classical piano enthusiast, you could get a couple of free tickets at this time. But you're going to have to call the number into the station after I give the word here. And that number is, that's two free tickets worth a $40 value. For the January 24th, 7 p.m. concert here in Reading. That number is 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. Christina will take your call and write your name down, and then they'll be waiting for you here at KCNR Radio on Market Street, which is just a few doors down from Kobe. If you have any questions, you can look up KCNR. It's 1326 Market Street. So a couple of free tickets there.
Or if you're wanting to buy tickets to attend, then Piano Angels website or Reading School of the Arts website has places where you can get tickets online or buy them at the door.
Right, that's right. We'll have some at the door. And the Reading Piano Angels website is just a link, actually, to the school website. So, but there's a button right in the center there you can hit. And it's very easy to pay. The cost is $20 for adults, and if you're a student, any kind of a student, even you, Christina, would qualify as a student since you are a student. You could get a ticket for $10. Sadly, your husband, Paul, is going to have to pay $20. Is that okay? Or?
Of course. I'm happy that I have opportunity to go for the discount. You know, I think there's a lot of students like me who would like to have opportunity.
Okay.
Great.
Well, you know, the other thing is that you could also find, if you wanted to leave Paul at home, you could probably find another date with a student and only have to pay $10.
Two students.
Don't tell them I said that. Okay. Anyhow, I wanted to tell you a little bit about why Olga is benefiting this concert. And this is a somewhat difficult thing to talk about. It's near and dear to our heart here at KCNR because the young woman you just heard behind the microphone, Christina, is a refugee of the Russian-Ukrainian war. She just recently came from Ukraine with her husband, Paul, and now made their home in Reading. But there also are some Russians who have fled because they didn't want to be involved in the fighting and knew that they would be, what's the word, when you're inducted or when they...
Drafted.
And so Olga's brother, and I won't mention any names, was up until 2 years ago flying 747s for the Russians. And he saw the writing on the wall, and I don't have a problem talking about this, but I know they wouldn't, but he decided at some point, you know, he needed to get out and looked for an opportunity to do that, because had he'd stayed when the war started, he would be certainly drafted, and his wife also is a medic.
And so, she's Ukrainian.
And she's Ukrainian, and so she would be fighting for the Russians against the people that she loves. And then their daughter, who was 12 at the time, would have been stuck with some distant relative or who knows where the daughter would have been. And so they took that bold step, kind of like Christina and Paul, to get out and not put themselves and their generations that they would produce into an endless war. And they came out by flying out of different times from Moscow. They met in Istanbul. They met up there, each only carrying about 10,000 cash. That's all that was allowed for what they were told the government was a holiday visa. And they flew into San Francisco, where they took a BART over to Oakland. And then they hopped. They thought they were getting on the train to Reading, but, of course, it was an Amtrak bus, which then showed up in the middle of the night here in Reading, where the Karches, Pam and I, and the Mahans picked them up. I think they were the only people on the bus, as I recall.
By that point, they were the last people on the bus.
Yeah. And, you know, just like you, Christina, they came over literally with what they could carry on their backs, right?
In their backpacks.
In your backpacks.
We also came just like with backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was how it was for them. So, you know, it takes a while, and it's good to have a support system when you arrive. And so the Kukarski family, sorry, I blew that one, became...
Erase that.
Yeah, no, you can't erase it. They became part of the Karch family, and I don't know if that's to their benefit or to their demise, but they then started attending Karch family functions and learned how quirky we are.
And started attending Reading School of the Arts.
Yes, thanks to Miss Johnson.
Yes.
Sonia became I think she went in at the seventh grade level.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. The diversification with the students is always so welcomed at Reading School of the Arts. The more kids we can bring in from different cultures, the better off everybody is.
Right. And also you guys have the ability to overcome the language barriers because
yes,
you have lots of kids that speak different languages.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're set up for meeting those kids' needs that are learning English or becoming more proficient in English.
You know, one of the funniest things, and Margaret, you don't know this, is when Ruslan gets a paper from the government, and Christine is the same way.
In the United States government.
Yeah, the government or the schools, a lot of times they'll run it past me to make sure that they understand exactly what it is. And Ruslan called me and he said, I am very concerned. I've received this letter from the school about Sonia. And I said, what is it? He said, no, I can't talk on the phone about it. I need to talk to you in person. So I hustled right over to his house, and he pulled it out, and it was, your daughter has made the dean's list.
That's some good grades there. That's
some
a
kind
positive.
Of, but some kind of list that she was on here initially,
oh,
thought this might not be good.
A like, list,
if
yeah.
you're in Russia and you're on a list, that may
that
not be a
not good,
good thing. Yeah. Anyhow, so that was pretty funny. And, you know, it was also some other funny things. You know, of course, learning to drive, that's always a challenge. But anyhow, they are doing well. And Christina and Paul, in my opinion, are also doing well. Christina is our lead producer here at KCNR. Mm-hmm. And she is very tech savvy. She was earlier today telling me stuff that I didn't understand that she was going to do. And then she did it and showed me later today, yeah, this is what I've done. So, yeah, I'm
thank
old.
I'm learning, you know.
No, but
and thank you so much for writing community that you accept me and you, the Karsh family, that you're like my American family here. And I really love everything that's going on. And I think our friends are also Olga and her brother, and also feels more comfortable here because we're kind of in this same position as everyone, you know, no matter who you are, or you're Ukrainian, Russian, or you're from Netherlands, or from South Africa, you're just a human being.
Yep.
Exactly.
Welcome to Reading.
Yep.
Thank you.
Reading is a great place to live. Let's see.
Greater Reading area, let's say.
I wanted to spend some time on why building another theater is important, and I believe it is. And I could spend a lot of I could just talk, you know, and not. But Margaret, you should start with this, and then maybe I can add what I think.
It's always been a dream of Reading School of the Arts to have a theater because we do so many performances during the school year with all grades. But we also see it as a need in our community and have for a very long time when we've reached out to dance studios and drama studios and things like that where what's available is too costly or too large for what it is that they want their students to perform in. And so that has been a goal and a desire of the school to create a theater for the school to use, but also others in our community, particularly focused on students, because the arts are really an important part of education. It's not an add-on, and it's never been an add-on for Reading School of the Arts. And we want all students in our Greater Reading area, regardless of their age, whether you're at the community college or you're in kindergarten coming up or whatever that might be, how important it is to know and be engaged in the arts. And that theater will just be one more venue that is affordable in our community for the students. And given the green features in Reading School of the Arts, we're going to be able to replicate a lot of those and save some of the energy costs in the new theater that we might not have been aware of had we built the theater 5 years ago.
Right.
So that's an exciting piece that makes it an affordable venue in our community.
Right. Well, when we come back from break, I want to talk more about that. Let's go out with a little more Olga's piece that you have queued up there, Christine, and we'll see you guys on the other side in just a few minutes.
John Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts, prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Making my blood pressure go up. We'll get into the rest of the show here. Thank you for that. You were listening to Olga Kopylova, who will be performing in Reading on Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View. And remember that you are listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State, with Michelle Slade, who is on assignment this evening, doing something really fun. I can't tell you all what she's doing, but she told me earlier, and I just like was wishing I was with her. Anyhow, so if you need to dial into our station and you're going to be in your car, it's 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or you can go to KCNR1460.com and listen to KCNR anywhere in the world, free of charge. That's the beauty of radio. And if you want to know more about Olga, you can come to her concert, which will, like I said, is on the Wednesday, the 24th at St. James. Tickets are available
online through Piano Angels or Reading School of the Arts website or at the door.
That's right. Now, we talked about the theater being located at Reading School of the Arts. You know, Margaret, a lot of people don't even know where Reading School of the Arts is. And I tell them it's... you know, the two roundabouts on Shasta View? And they say, oh, yeah, I know those. I say the second one is the driveway.
Inspiration Way.
And they think, a lot of people think that it's a private school. And then I have to correct them. I say, no, any kid could go there. It's a public charter school. Am I right on that?
Yes, it is a public charter school. And you get in through application, and then there's a lottery. So there are openings most every grade, that's kindergarten through 12th grade. So if you have even a high school student who's looking at an early college education and working with Shasta College, that might be the right high school fit for your student. Or K-8, it's all, the applications are online at rsarts.org. So if you do have a student interested in the arts, that can be an engineering student, it can be because visual arts are an important part of being an engineer. So please, if you have a student, kindergarten through 12th grade, it's Reading School of the Arts, rsarts.org.
Right on. You know, one of the things that I believe about the arts and why the arts are so important, and I've seen this generally speaking in my career as a musician and going through high school and college, when a student plays in a group situation, like say they play violin in Miss Noble's class, or anywhere, any school really, and they play trumpet or any instrument like that, and they're with all the other instruments, when they play a wrong note, they hear that wrong note and they correct it themselves. And this is, in my opinion, the beginning of what I call self-governance. And at some point, many of those students will learn to apply that same principle to other aspects of their life. And that makes them better citizens. Because if people don't govern themselves, they will then have to be governed by others. And that's, of course, no fun. That's, you know, the government telling you what to do. If everybody just did the right thing, it would be a piece of cake. Well, music really teaches people how to do that through self-governance.
And just self-discipline, which is an important part.
The preparation.
Yes.
If you're going to be disciplined.
Successes in life.
Right. And all of those things are, if you're a parent that's listening right now, these are the things that you will get through music, and then you'll end up with a lifelong craft. I mean, look at me. I'm old, and I'm still enjoying playing music. And I enjoy it as much as I did as, you know, when I was in the seventh grade, and maybe even more, actually, because there's only 3% of the people on the planet are musicians. This is what I've been told. And those 3% provide 100% of the music for everybody. And of that 3%, an even smaller number are the composers of 100% of the music that we listen to. And that's why the Piano Angels program, speaks to me, because when you give a child the gift of a piano, you're potentially impacting millions. I mean, somebody gave Mozart a piano, right? Billy Joel, Elton John, and look what happened there. And so when you have a school that incorporates the arts with the core subjects, it's really a win-win for civilization, not just for the student, but for everyone. Well, I guess I'll stop.
Well, and the brain development that comes through music. I mean, if you think about some of our most famous inventions, people that were inventing things were also excellent musicians as well. So it goes much beyond just enjoyment.
True enough, right. So once again, we're inviting you to come to the Olga Kapalova Classical Piano Concert, which will be featuring the works of female composers in a concert entitled The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers. That Olga has prepared this repertoire of female composers, and some are from Brazil, and that she's brought with her. So it's a rare opportunity to hear some compositions that you won't hear anywhere else. The date of that concert, again, is
Wednesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview.
And they can get tickets at the door, or if they're so inclined, they can go online to the Reading Piano Angels website has a button, and it says there plainly, get tickets, and it takes you right to the school website where the ticket offer is. And you go directly to it that way. You can also call me, and I'm happy to, when I'm out and about, bring tickets by. If you don't do the online thing and you're listening on the radio right now and you want them delivered to you, I'll bring them by. That's always good fun. Just call my phone, and that number is 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903. And before we go, is there anything, Pam, that you want to add?
No. Okay. I mean, another show worth, but that's okay. I'll just stop now.
Okay. Margaret, would you like to add anything?
Well, we encourage people to come up. It's a concert for all ages, and I think anybody would enjoy this music regardless of whether they're classical or jazz.
Yep, it'll be great. Well, thank you for that, and we'll go out. Christina, take us out with some Olga music, and that would be splendid. Thank you.
Thanks, Christina.
Have a good evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.